WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to Stoic living. And let me tell you, today's topic is a game changer, embracing humility and recognizing our limitations. Ever feel like you're constantly striding for this image of perfection? Like you need to have all the answers, conquer every challenge, be the master of everything. You know that feeling when you get knocked down, and instead of dusting yourself off, you spiral into a self-deprecating vortex. Well, I'm here to tell you, there's a better way. Stoicism isn't about being meek or shrinking away from life, it's about cultivating inner strength through self-awareness. And that means acknowledging where we fall short. Because let's face it, folks, none of us are gods. We make mistakes, we struggle, we have blind spots, and that's okay. So, what does embracing humility actually look like? Buckle up, because I'm about to drop 5 golden nuggets on you. First, stop comparing yourself to others. Seriously, it's a recipe for unhappiness. We all have different journeys, different strengths, different weaknesses. Obsessing over someone else's highlight reel is like trying to measure your happiness against a flickering candle. Ultimately, it leaves you in the dark. Second, cultivate genuine curiosity. When we approach learning and new experiences with humility, we open ourselves up to growth. Remember that kid who used to ask why all the time? Keep that spirit alive. Question assumptions, seek out diverse perspectives, and never stop being a student of life. You'll be amazed at what you discover about yourself and the world around you. Third, embrace constructive criticism. It's not about taking insults personally, it's about using feedback as fuel for improvement. Think of it like this. If you're training for a marathon, you wouldn't ignore your coach's advice, right? Same goes for life. Listen with an open mind, reflect on the insights, and use them to become stronger and wiser. Fourth, celebrate small victories. Life is a marathon, not a sprint, and every little step forward deserves recognition. Don't wait for the grand finale to feel proud of yourself. Celebrate completing that challenging task, mastering a new skill, or simply showing up for yourself when it counts. These small wins add up to big achievements over time. And finally, remember that failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of the journey. Think about your favorite innovators, entrepreneurs, artists, they've all faced countless setbacks along the way. The difference? They learned from their mistakes, got back up, and kept pushing forward. So don't let fear of failure hold you back. Embrace the bumps in the road, they are valuable lessons disguised as detours. Let me share a quick story that illustrates this perfectly. I remember when I first started out as a podcaster. I was so nervous about putting myself out there, about getting feedback, about everything. But then I realized something. If I let fear dictate my actions, I'd never get anywhere. So I took a deep breath, swallowed my anxieties, and hit the record button. And guess what? It wasn't perfect. There were stumbles, awkward moments, technical glitches, the whole shebang. But you know what? I learned from every single one of them. I grew as a communicator, as a storyteller, as a human being. And that's the beauty of embracing humility. It opens doors to incredible learning and growth opportunities. So, remember this. You don't have to have all the answers to be successful, fulfilled, or happy. It's okay to not know everything, to make mistakes, to ask for help. The true strength comes from acknowledging our limitations, embracing humility, and continuously striving to learn and grow. And that's what Stoic Mental Armor is all about, equipping you with the tools to navigate life's challenges with resilience, grace, and a whole lot of humor. Now go out there and rock your day. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of Stoic wisdom. And if you have any thoughts or takeaways, drop them in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.